What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, aka Mental Illness, from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. You know where to find me at. If this is your first time seeing my voice, or might see my face, I'm a diagnosed narcissist. I have narcissistic personality disorder. It is my cross to bear. I've been in psychotherapy for the last, almost 4 years for this. The point of my entire platform, nearly, 700,000 people on TikTok and, spread over everywhere, is to bring awareness to narcissistic personality disorder and to also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about, does the narcissist miss you? Do they regret what they did to you? Are they remorseful? Is there some guilt and whatnot? Okay, so, I've been in therapy for the last, since October of 2017. And one of the questions my therapist asked me, she said, how do you experience guilt? She said, describe guilt to me. Describe how you experience guilt. So I told her, I said, hey, look, I was like, if I do something that I know is wrong and I realize that I hurt somebody's feelings, do I feel guilty about it? I said, yes, I feel guilty in the moment. But then almost immediately, that guilt is replaced by, I think about it for a second, and that guilt is replaced by blame deflecting, and then I don't feel guilty anymore. Let's say I do something wrong to my wife or whatever, because this is the easy example. I could do something wrong to my kids or my brother, sister, whatever. I do something wrong to my wife. I've wronged her in some way, shape, or form. I threw something of hers and it broke. Do I feel guilty in the moment? Yeah, I feel guilty. I'm like, dang, I threw that, and broke it. But then my brain automatically shifts to, well, if she would have said that and did this or done that, then I wouldn't have got mad and threw that. So it's actually her fault. And my therapist said, that's not guilt. She called it the spectrum of guilt. The spectrum of guilt and remorse. So I don't experience guilt like, I guess, a normal person would. I feel guilty in the moment, but then it automatically shifts to some blame deflecting mess, like I just said, And that's in the moment. And this is like one of my very recent therapy sessions. That's been within the last like 2 or 3 months ago, I think, maybe 4 months ago, that revelation came up. And I was like, wow, that makes, and she's like, yep, that's the spectrum of guilt and remorse. You don't really feel guilty for the stuff that you do. So does a real true narcissist feel guilty about some stuff that they've done to you, or remorseful for some stuff that they've done to you? Possibly, but they automatically, like a real narcissist mind, will kick back into that self-defense mode where they shift it to you. They shift the blame to you. They deflect it to you immediately. Like, now it's your fault that they did it. So did I do something? Yes, but you need to take blame for what you did to get me to this point. and that's how the mind works. I know people just like people. I know at the core, when I'm talking to people, these questions that they ask, people just want to know that they mattered.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Did you matter to the narcissist at one point in time? Yeah, possibly. You probably did matter to them, You probably did matter to the narcissist for a little bit, or however long the relationship lasts. There were bits and pieces of the narcissist that cared about you. They probably really wanted to do stuff for you. They tried to do the best that they could do, the best of their abilities, the best that their personality disorder would allow them to do. But then eventually, like, there's a switch. I call it the narcissistic switch. There's like a switch that flips like a light switch, and it goes off. It just goes off. Like, I can't explain it. I don't know it could be anything that triggers it. It could be something small. It could be something large, but something triggers it. And when it happens, and it happens, pretty quickly. And that's why you said, when they say that the mask slips, how ominous is that? The mask slipped on me when I said this and I've done that. You know what I mean? So that could be a reason why the mask slips. I call it the light switch. People call it the mask slipping. It's like click. They don't talk to you no more like they used to. They don't touch you no more like they used to. The affection goes. The affection leaves and stuff like that. So, yeah, there's moment. And then you have brief flashes where the narcissist, the person you know and love, they'll pop back up the switch. Like the switch flicker. They're like the light flickers. And it comes back on. The light will flicker and come back on. You're like, oh, the person I love and care for is back. And then they disappear again. It goes back into the off position. You know what I mean? So in that situation right there, they might feel guilt and remorse that way, like I do. Do they miss you after the relationship ends? It depends on how the relationship ended.
Because people, you know, if you discard the narcissist, like if you ghost them, if you break up with them, you get away from them, that really, really, really hurts. I think y'all don't think narcissists experience pain and have emotions like that, because the comments I see here, like, you're a robot, you're a demon, Lee. You don't have any feelings. You're a demon spawn Jezebel. I see that so much, and I know people don't understand, like, that we do have feelings. Yeah, I have feelings. Like, I have, my ego is like,
I want to put it like, if you want to put it that way, I have a, you know, fragile ego and things of that nature. So yeah, I have feelings. They do get hurt. So yeah, it will hurt my feelings if something like that happens to me. So yeah. But do I miss people? Yeah, like I say, if you break up with somebody and you hurt them like that, yeah, it hurts so bad, like, that they do miss you. That's why they try to get you back. That's why they try to beg and plead. And you'll see all those emotions that they've been holding back and fighting and stuff like that. You see them all come out at once. They're like, oh no, please come back to me. Please, please, please come back. Please, I'll marry you. I'll give you your kids. I'll buy you that ring. I'll take you on that trip, girl. Please don't leave me, boy. Please, please, please. You see that? The waterworks will come on because they know they messed up. They know it. Yeah, everybody think narcissists they don't know what they're doing. A narcissist knows what they're doing. Like, I used to, like, sometimes I'd be in the kitchen before my wife left me the last time. I'd be in the kitchen. She did come back, y'all. I know I'll get that question. I'll be in the kitchen, and she'll be in the kitchen, and we just walk past each other. And I wanted to reach out to her. I wanted to talk to her. I wanted to touch her, but it's literally something inside of me that would not let me do it. There was literally something inside of me that would not let me tell my wife I loved her or cared about her or something like that. There was literally, that literally kept happening. I didn't know what it was. I was trying to fight it, but I was like, okay, maybe later. But then I came back and she was gone. I was like, damn, later's gone. I hurt. The rage built up. I was so angry and fiery hot. I didn't know what to do. You know what I mean? I about to tear some stuff up in rage, but like, what is the rage going to do? Where is the rage going to get me? Yeah, I missed her. I did. But ask yourself this question: why is the narcissist missing you? Why are they missing you? Are they missing you because they love, cared about you, and just want to rebuild and start over with you, fresh from new, and be real with it this time? Or are they missing you because you are easy to manipulate and they don't have to start over? They've conditioned you. They've spent so long conditioning you to accept and tolerate that.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Behaviors that it'll be easier to go back to you rather than start over with somebody else. Are they missing you because of that? Are they regret treating you badly because now they have to start over and try to do it to somebody else? Why? Ask yourself, why are they missing you? Do you have 10 years invested in this relationship? Like, that now they have to, you know, start over from scratch with somebody else? Like, oh my goodness, I gotta start over with somebody else. I gotta put all this work in now again to get this person, to devalue this person, to get this person down and out, to literally mentally tear this person to pieces. Like, what next? I have to start over from scratch. I have to do it again. So are they missing you because, like, now they spent so long conditioning you, now they have to start over? Or, like I said, ask yourself the question, why are they missing you? So yeah, I know everybody, in the end of the day, everybody just wants to matter. Everybody wants to know that they matter and not know that their time was not completely wasted. Because you see the blanket statements of narcissism all the time. The blanket statements be hurting. Like, they don't just get on narcissist nerves. They get on survivor's nerves and victim's nerves too. Like, the narcissist never cared about you. In 25 years, it was all a lie. Damn, 25 years a lie. Dang, I just literally wasted my life. You know, imagine hearing that. So, were there real moments? Yes, there were real moments mixed into their craziness, mixed into their hurt and pain and stuff like that. Take it how you will. I know people are going to come at me like, no, it was all a lie. Okay. If whatever helps you heal, that's what I say. Whatever helps you heal, that's what you need to believe in. You know what I mean? Whatever helps you heal the fastest, that's what you need to believe in. You know what I mean? Was it all a lie? Or was there some truth into it? You know what I mean? Whatever helps you heal the fastest. So did the narcissist miss you? Do they miss you? Yeah, probably. If they discarded you viciously and they left you for somebody else, do they miss you? They probably still miss you in that situation too.
Because, like, especially if you have kids and stuff like that, they don't, there's, if they're a sociopathic narcissist or a psychopath, then they probably don't miss you. You know, if they level up, they probably don't miss you. But you miss them, you'll try to get them back, you'll accept them back. And you know, if you accept a narcissist back, you are pretty much forgiving everything that they've ever done to you, and you are okay with how they're treating you going forward. You can't bring up the past, nothing like that. Anyways, y'all, this is going to be it for this episode. Hope y'all enjoyed another episode of The Narcissist Code. I really enjoy doing this series. I really, truly appreciate everybody that's showing me love and, you know, appreciation and whatnot. Even hate comments that I have to mute. I'll be muting y'all. I hope y'all know that. If y'all leave some stupid stuff on my YouTube, I just mute you. And you can still comment on it and stuff like that, but your comments don't show up anymore. Nobody sees your comments except for you. So go ahead and keep putting silly stuff on her. I'll just, you know, hide you from channel. And nobody will ever see your comments again except for you. You're pretty much talking to yourself, which is, I think, is hilarious. Because I tested it out on my other YouTube, and it definitely works. So if you're talking junk, I'll just mute you. Nobody will see you. So anyway, if you haven't already, like and subscribe. If you're watching, if you're listening to this on Apple Music and Spotify, give me that 5-star rating. I truly appreciate all of y'all. I'm thankful for every single one of y'all. Mental illness is out. Peace.